If there's one thing that they are not lacking, is data. There's a lot of data, or if not, better said, they have too much
Yes.
data because the data is not the issue anymore. It's just becoming a problem if you have a lot of data and you cannot get insight out of it.
Hey, and welcome to the Momentum Podcast, the show where fintech meets AI. I'm your host, Stan Altschuler, investor, founder, and advisor to some of the world's top hedge funds, asset managers, and data companies. Each week, we'll dive into practical AI strategies to help you cut through the noise, beat data overload, build smarter workflows, and turn your ideas into results. We'll explore everything from AI tools for your daily workflows to building data-driven growth engines for your organizations. Here, you'll discover what's next in finance and how to stay ahead of the curve with AI. Let's dive in. All right. Hey, everyone. Hey, Addy. What's up?
What's up, Stan?
Things are good. Things are good. Just vibe coding, you know?
Okay.
Listen, thank you for joining me today. This hopping on this little podcast. Wanted to explore, you know, just what you're working on and maybe touch on a few things that we've been working on together for a mutual client and for a few others that we're talking to. But before we dive into all of that, can you just give us like a very, very high level overview of like, you know, how you've come about to doing this, who you are, and just a bit about your journey.
It was a rainy day on the
Ah,
African savannah.
yes.
Oh, you don't want that
No, I want that version. I want that version. That's the super long version. That's on the extended podcast.
You gotta grab a cup of tea for that. But no, so you know, I mean, you and I have like a crossroad around this whole AI era. I mean, like we are in the AI era right now, and prior to that, for the last about 24 years, I've been working as a software engineer, and the last 2 years I've been focusing on like creating like AI solutions, and that's how you and I got to start talking, and then seeing like you know that you have this very big business sense where I can try to match it with the technical like you know-how. And yeah, that's the story. So that's the short version. We'll keep the Savannah version for another time.
Maybe that's going to be an interesting one too. Maybe the next one. But yeah, I mean that's a perfect way to start this up. So yeah, you're an engineer and you're an AI expert and you know you're amazing at building out agentic workflows. And I happen to have spent a lot of my time doing research and data analytics and a lot of writing more recently for folks in the financial technology and investment management space. So my own background, you know, kind of it spans the gamut, right? Kind of I used to be an investor and then I was a toolsmith for investors. And then I worked at a bank and I was an investor again. So I understand the workflows and kind of the use cases of investment managers and institutional investors exceptionally well. I've worked at a hedge fund for several years myself, and I've invested in hedge funds and I've sold technology to hedge fund managers for many, many years. And all of that is kind of, it's just useful to lean on these days because what I'm finding is that the types of questions a product manager can ask today are very deeper. They're much more interesting. They're much more deep than the questions you could ask before because, you know, you could build something before with a small team that's very, very lightweight and quick. Well, right now, with all these AI tools and all these AI agents, a small team can go a lot further, and even one person or two people can build some very sophisticated tools and applications. And this is what kind of got us working together. Because I know that hedge fund managers have all the use cases. They've got a lot of unmet demand, shall we say it, right? Especially when it comes to technology. Like hedge funds, there's Salesforce, let's say, for instance, there's Salesforce for just like a CRM, you know, regular keeping notes, but hedge funds don't really use Salesforce. They use other tools that are built specifically for them. And this is true along the whole entire organization, from for marketing and IR functions, which is investor relation functions, all the way to just go, even like, you know, attribution and risk analysis and data analytics and operations and all the sort of stuff that permeates the whole structure of a fund manager is, let's call it specialty software that's built for them. And it's not always robust. It's not always user-friendly. It's made for a niche audience of people that understand those workflows extremely well, but it's not really the best software from what I'm seeing.
Yep, and definitely.
From what I've seen. And so why don't you kind of tell us kind of like what, you know, about what we're working on right now, and I can fill in the gaps on a high level, but maybe you can kind of tell us like what it is that, you are building.
So I think you kind of touched upon it like pretty quickly at the surface, but the thing is, if there's one thing that they are not lacking, is data. There's a lot of data, or if not, better said, they have too much data, because the data is not the issue anymore. It's just becoming a problem if you have a lot of data and you cannot get insight out of it. So if you think about all of us, we are either wasting or like we are investing two things to get to an outcome. We are either like investing time to get to an outcome, or you are investing money to get to an outcome. Most of the time, those are the two things that we are investing. And then a hedge fund manager might have some funds and some sources, but time is like is of the essence. And having to navigate like, you know, a sea of data without getting an insight as quickly as possible, you know, becomes a hindrance. So having too much data becomes like noise. And what we've been doing with the hedge fund manager and the other things that we tackle is, how do we turn that data into insight? How do we turn like that noise into a signal where they are able to quickly see the things that are interesting to them, and they can make a quick decision and a 5-hour process? How can we shrink it to a 30 minutes, to a 20 minutes, or to a 10 minute process? Because the decision, like the feedback loop, they have to have like, they, and that's what we have actually done with some of them. We have got a scoring matrix against like some of the data that we see, and that comes in like, you know, and then based on that scoring matrix, we are able now to turn like the data that comes in into like signal for them, instead of like just having that noisy thing that they have to kind of like weed their way into, or their associate, which is not efficient for them. So yeah, so that's been like one of the key things that we have been working on, like turning like data into actionable insight.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head here. Like hedge fund managers and investment managers in general are drowning in data. So there's no lack of data. There's, you could argue, too much data. I think what you've said is very, very insightful. The signal gets lost in the noise, and that is the big problem of our days right now. It's not lack of data or getting the data or accessing the data. It's just processing it in a way that makes it actionable, that pulls out the tidbits that you want. So for instance, one thing that we're focused on, you and I have worked with and we've partnered up on, is just marketing in a hedge fund, right? So you could buy a very large, robust database with thousands of potential institutional investors and mandates and RFPs and all this sort of stuff. You can get that data, but it is extremely noisy. It is not catered exactly to you. So for instance, it doesn't really have an intelligence layer built in to know what is an applicable opportunity to you and what is an irrelevant opportunity to you. Mm-hmm. And this is the exciting part. Like, this is where you and I think really hit it off and started working together very well, because the two of us can go in and talk to a manager and really truly understand their strategy, understand, you know, their preferences, like what kind of investors do they work with, right? Do they like institutional investors, like endowments, you know, foundations, or are they more like family office friendly? You know, we understand what they're looking for, and we also understand their investment strategy, their investment horizon, and all that sort of stuff, so we can match them to what the investors are looking for. So building that intelligence layer, it's very doable right now, especially with AI. And what's exciting to me is you can build this sort of stuff with a very small team, right? So again, like for instance, what we're building right now for multi-billion-dollar manager is pretty simple. It's like a agentic application that sits on top of their data, right? Would you say that that's right? So it's like an AI agent that sits on top of their data. And the data is the same that any other manager can buy, but what this fund is getting is very different from what all the other funds get, because this agentic layer understands them and knows them. And by the way, it can also do a lot more research to get other, how would you call it, like other external data, right? That's outside of the database to compensate and to fill in the gaps where
that's your typical data enrichment. So if you take a very simple example, like in real estate, you might have, you know, listing like, I don't know, 5 properties somewhere in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, ATL, that's your boy right there. So you have like about 5 properties, like, you know, listed at Atlanta, Georgia, and that's the typical data that you have. But then how can you enrich that data based on the latitude and longitude of those properties? You can go grab like weather data, traffic data, you know, crime, school, or anything else that you need in order to paint a better picture about what the opportunity is. And then depending on who's going to be consuming that data, you can like have some critical enrichment points. So that's to your point, yes, where you can start with the initial data, sanitize it and everything like that, enrich it, and then that's just like a cleanup in a way for it, yes, to be like a very good signal for the person who's looking at it.
And if you think about it kind of broadly, right, in a way, you could do this stuff as a human being can do this stuff. It's just exceptionally time consuming. So if you take a look at this example with an asset manager, let's say that the AI agent has identified a couple of really great, let's say a dozen targets for them that have, you know, active RFPs, they have mandates that are fit. It's very, very good fit. But then a human being can go out and research all those 12, right? They could find the whole team and find the org structure and go and research them on like LinkedIn, or maybe they post on Medium or somewhere else. They could find their interests. They can go and do like biography research, so to know what school they went to, which organizations they donate to, what are their outside interests. Maybe they like photography, maybe they like something else. So a human being can do all this on 12 prospects, but I mean, it would take hours. It would take such a long time that some managers, they don't have the teams to do this, right? They don't even have the infrastructure to get all the data and to store all the data to access it. They just have like the basics. Mm-hmm. So this is what's really exciting about AI, that at a push of a button right now, we're building stuff in real time right now for people, where you can push the button and all these AI agents go out and do it, and they pull the data in and they find those similarities. Oh, you went to UVA. So did this, you know, the VP on this team went to UVA as well. Maybe you can reach out to them. If you try the CIO and they're not responding, this sort of thing, AI is really, really perfect for this broad based analysis, pulling that data in, enriching it, and giving you, you're just a more actionable way to consume information and a higher probability that the prospect will respond. So it's not only, you know, it's not only more actionable on the data, it's actually more efficient. It makes your time more efficient because the way you reach out is just a much higher probability that you're going to get a response.
Yeah. Do you kind of want to see what it looks like? I mean, we've been talking.
Yeah.
Can we? Yeah. We can show, because like where I'm from, like, you know, yeah, seeing is believing, you know, so.
I love it. So just make sure all the client names are blanked out there. So
I cannot guarantee that, but then we're just going to have to edit it.
We'll do some AI editing magic.
I did my best, but we'll see. So let me show you what a typical situation is. So if I go to here, we were talking about one of our clients, and this is the type of data that they have. And these are like, you see, 66,056 result on mandates document. And the thing is, if you really think about it, that's a lot of good data, but it's just organized just as your typical Excel spreadsheet. Now, if they want to go and drill down and find out more about like a particular plan, they have to click, go inside, you know, try to figure out, like, you know, what's going on and everything like that, there's at least two or three or four clicks in order to be able, and that's just for one of the possible matches that they're gonna find here, you know. So when you see this, the data is good, but extracting the right information is very tedious. You know,
it looks now, noisy, like 66,000. It looks like there's a couple of filters that you can apply, but this is definitely not what I would call actionable data here.
Yeah, if you're gonna come here every day trying to find those, and then like by the time you have done like a good inside extraction, you know, that's the end of the day, and then almost like you're probably gonna have one good one every day or every other day, and that's gonna be a hit and miss because there's gonna be a lot of manual things because you're gonna copy some of this information, paste it into another system, and I feel like the moment that you are doing that. And that's like one of the opportunities in AI.
Break your workflow.
So with the moment that you have to copy from something to put it somewhere to make sense out of it, you know, that's an opportunity there to automate that process. So the same data that you have seen here, the same data you see here, look at it now from like this perspective. That's the same data. Yep. But look at it. We have a scoring
system. Oh, it's so much
nicer.
First of all, it's like, you know, a lot more consumable. It's 365 leads instead of 66,000, and it looks like it's got a score next to it.
There's a score because like we have a matrix based on the customer or like the hedge fund manager matrix about what is important to him and to his team, you know. So that's the thing. Is like a new mandate important? Is like a US mandate like important? All those like we have about 20 like data points that we have turned into a matrix, and that get us to the score, you know. So now
that's right. And
when they're looking at it,
it's going to have a different way to look at it because they're going to weight different things differently, obviously,
exactly,
based on their preferences.
Exactly. And all of the key points, you know, all of the key points here, you see, we have the score right here. Right away, like the main contact is right there. If you want to know about the comments and everything, and then the this one, for example, will show you like the earlier example that I showed you.
12 record sets.
Yeah. You know, it will give you like that. It did not even group them by mandate. It will just show you like 12 rows of the same one. So if you had like 30 mandates, it will just like put 30 rows. Here we're grouping it, and then you are
That's
able
noisy.
To open it and
yep.
see like, you know, each one what it does and all that kind of stuff. So am I able to scroll here? So no, let's
That's great.
Do that. Annotate screen off. And then here,
so this is much easier
as we
to
go,
consume.
It's much easier to consume and then to take action on those stuff. Now, the other thing that we can do here is when we drill down and we say, okay, I'm interested in like this particular company and everything like that. Now, when you go inside, everything is like, you know, in a way that you can see like the actionable item right away. What is the opportunity score against your matrix? What is the mandate size? What is like the asset under management? What is their decision timeline? Because all of that, we have it. And then here again, we have the primary contact, the company overview, the engagement intelligence. Now, if that's enough for you to make a decision, fine. If you want to drill down more, you don't have to go to another area. You can just come in here. In a tab system, you can get a little more. You can get stuff about the company profile.
Ooh, this is nice.
The investment history, and then the team and structure. So like that whole drill down that you were going to have to do with like, you know, 5 pages in a sea of data. Now you have like actionable insight that you can do, you know, in this type of like setup. Yeah.
It is just presented beautifully. I think you did a fantastic job here. Of just laying out in a single page all the most important things with the ability to drill in. Now, I would ask that, let's say you've got an IR professional that's about to reach out, and they reach out to a few contacts every single day. Now, they will need to go in and look these targets up on LinkedIn and try to do their own research on LinkedIn. So, mm-hmm. would this agent help them do that automatically? Because I saw a draft campaign button on there. So if you were to hit that button, like, would your AI go out, do the research, and then put together a email that will likely generate a response?
Yeah, they don't have to go manually, like, for each contact, do that research. It's very tedious to go to LinkedIn. Yes. No. We have all the information to go get the LinkedIn profile, get, like, you know, we already have the contact information, the email. We can go and find out, like, a little more, even find out, like, you know, what college they went to. We can even find out if they're going to go attend an event that you might be, like, interested in awesome. Going to. Yeah. I mean, like, that whole intelligence is built in our tool.
Okay, so can I ask this very important question? And for the people that are still with us, thank you so much for viewing this all the way up to this point. And I wanted to talk about a little bit less, maybe, sexy or exotic subject. I want to talk about security and secure data access, because we are dealing with investment managers and hedge fund managers, and they are kind of like on a different level from your standard customer, I would say, who are maybe less strict with security and with access. Hedge funds, everything has to be extremely tight, extremely secure. So this is where our standard, like, application that you could quickly build in a regular IDE would fall short, right? It wouldn't meet those strict standards. Can you talk a little bit about our approach and how it's different?
So I think what we bake into what we do on top of, like, because you have to understand, AI gives us a lot of opportunity to be very productive and to go faster in the way that, like, you know, we deliver products. But at the same time, the discipline in software, like, you know, development, and the whole thing about software development lifecycle that a lot of people call SDLC, have to be still applied, you know. So if you're going to do something like that, even if somebody doesn't impose you a certain level of compliance, you going to impose that to yourself? Are you going to go SOC2? Are you going to do, like, GDPR? Are you going to do HIPAA, depending on what type of application you are doing? But the basic stuff for us, the basic stuff that we're doing, is every single access is, like, is authorized. You know, we just don't have, like, you know, not just anybody can come have access to the password, and even though the things that they get in the case of the hedge funds are public domain, but this is, like, their playground, and the way that they access it is very restricted. And then we make sure that, like, you know, we have password sanitization, we have, like, you know, two-factor authentication, all of the stuff that, like, you know, at least are, like, the standards when it comes to, like, having a secure application. So that part, that layer, usually you have to kind of, like, add it to it. It's very rare that you will go and find, like, an AI tool that will just, like, do that for you. Well, until, like, there's a tool that is about to come out that does that, but we'll talk about it more in another
episode. I want to hear more about that. Oh, man.
Yeah,
that
so let's just not worry about that part right now. Let's really just say, like, there's something very good coming out where you can just imagine.
I love it.
Yeah, you can just imagine. I'll give you a quick metaphor. I'm from Africa. We love metaphor. When you are going to buy a new car, do you want to worry about you already implicitly know that the car has been tested, has brakes, has safety measure, has all that kind of stuff. You don't want to think about it twice. It's almost a given that the car has been tested to be, like, a secure, like, you know, vehicle for you. You know, yes. You're not going to worry about that. So that's how it should be nowadays. Unfortunately, that's not always the case, but that's how it should be. You should not have to worry about that part. Security is not a compromise. It has to be part of it from the get-go.
I love it. Well, listen, thank you so much for going into this very detailed explanation and the quick demo. Really appreciate it. I hope it was interesting to you, our listeners and our viewers. We're gonna get on with Addy more often and just go through the new use cases that we do, and look at some of the new fun projects that we're building. It is extremely, extremely exciting right now to be building with AI and to be solving these real problems that our clients are having. And I want to ask you if you are in the investment management field or in the fintech space, and you're thinking, hey, how do I apply AI in order to make my organization just more efficient, better, right? How do I handle all these really onerous tasks that my employees hate doing every single day? But you just don't know where to start with AI. I want you to know that this feeling is very natural. It's very easy to be overwhelmed. We get it, but you should reach out and talk to us, because definitely, we have a very, very strong way to break things down, to look at your organization as a collection of processes that you engage in, some very, very critical, some maybe less so. We identify which ones are really ripe for this great opportunity to upgrade your processes with AI. Talk to us. We would love to hear from you, and we would absolutely love to work together. So reach out to us, either myself, Stan, on LinkedIn, or Addy. We'll include a LinkedIn right here under the video, and we hope to hear from you. We hope you learned something in the video, and we hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, leave a comment. Thanks so much.
See you guys.
Thanks for tuning into Momentum. If you found today's episode valuable, don't forget to follow the show and share it with your network. This helps us a lot. To explore how AI can help your firm, visit acadia.im. I'm Stan Altschuler, and I'll see you next week with more practical insights to help turn data into growth and decisions into results with the help of AI.